Okay. In Parshas Lech Lecha, we're all familiar with the opening phrase, Parak Yud Beis of Bereishis, the Pasuk Aleph. Torah says, "Varma Shem Avram Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Me'uladetecha Me'beis Avicha La'aretz Asher Arecha." Hashem tells Avram to go from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house, to the land which I will show you, La'aretz Asher Arecha. It doesn't tell him right away what land it is. So again, many of us are familiar with the comment that Rashi makes, "Divamasal Asher Arecha Lo Gila Lo Haaretz Miyad." He did not immediately reveal the destination, the land to which he was going. Why? Kedei Lechavavo Be'enov, so it becomes something special that he'll be curious about it, he'll look forward to it, and it'll be beloved to him, and so on. The law says, "Lo schar al kol dibur v'dibur," and also to give him a reward for al kol dibur v'dibur on every word, all these different commandments. So he got a reward for each one. And Rashi goes on to say, we find a few other places like that where Kadosh Baruch Hu was seemingly somewhat verbose, and it's to give the person a schar. And again, according to the words of Rashi, al kol dibur v'dibur. But it's interesting in the Yalkut Shemoni. The Medrash, the Yalkut Shemoni on this pasuk, the Medrash has a slightly different version. The Medrash says, Amar Yochanan, Lech lecha me'artzecha me'aparchya shalach." I guess again that means your original land. "Mimoladetecha zu shchunoscha," that's your neighborhood. "Mibeis avicha zeh beis avicha el aretz asher arecha." The same type of drasha. And then it says, "V'lama lo gila lo," why didn't Hashem reveal right away where he was going? It says, "Kedei lechava be'enav," same answer as Rashi, so it'll be beloved to him, he'll be excited about it. And then it says, "V'litein schar al kol psia upsia." That's the language of Yalkut Shemoni. It's not exactly what Rashi said. Rashi made that a different version. It's two of them in Joshim. Slight variation. Rashi's loshim, "Litein losses lo schar al kol dibur v'dibur." The Yalkut Shemoni, the Medrash reads, "Litein schar al kol psia upsia." Every step he would take, every psia, every move he would make, every step he would take, he'd be getting another schar. So evidently we have the concept of a person getting a reward for going on the way to do a mitzvah, to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, schar halicha. You get schar, says the Yalkut Shemoni, kol psia upsia. And in fact, we find such a thing in the Masechet Sofrim. Masechet Sofrim, let's see if it's the same edition that I have, in Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches. The version I have is Perek Yud Ches Halacha Vav. Yeah. Then the price of Masechet Sofrim reads, "Beyom Shoshiva Elazar ben Azariah b'Yeshiva," the day that they appointed Elazar ben Azariah to be the Nasi, we all know the story from the Gemara in the fourth Perek of Brachos, that Rabbi Gamliel was temporarily removed from office and Elazar ben Azariah came in, okay? And apparently the drosha, one of the drosha that Elazar ben Azariah gave that day was, Pasuk Chumash, in the beginning of the Dvarim Perek of Tes, "Atem nitzavu el kuchem, tabchem nesheichem." It mentions you're all assembled here, you, the men, Tapchem, the babies, the Sheikhem, the women. So the Masechet Sofrim says, you'll think of something right away when I say it, but here's what the Masechet Sofrim says, "Anoshim boim lishmoa." Men come to listen, to hear the Divrei Torah. "Noshim," it says here in the Masechet Sofrim, "kidei lekabel schar psios," to get simply the reward for coming to a place where Torah is being taught. "And taflam abo kidein litein schar lemiviyei," and to give reward to those who bring him, "mekan nag ubelos yo katanos lovo vote knesios kidein litein schar lemiviyei vein lekabel schar." That's why women come to shul with little children. They give, even if they can't always participate in what's ever going on, or they come at the end or whatever, and they bring the children, so they get reward and the children get reward. But again, we see in this Brice and Masechet Sofrim there's a concept called schar psios. Probably if you were listening to Masechet Sofrim, so you may have called to mind the famous Gemara in Masechet Chagiga on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. There the Gemara is darshing a similar pasuk with regard to the mitzvah of Hakel, where the Torah also has a similar, but here it's Atem Nitzom El Kuchem Anoshim, and so on and so forth, Neshechem Tapchem. So here by Hakel it also says such a similar Lashem. With regard to Hakel, it says Hakas Hanosho Anoshim Atav. So there in the Gemara Chagiga, the Gemara has a different drasha on those words in terms of what the different people are coming from. So we'll find it here. It says there towards the bottom of the page, Tanar Bonan Maisa B'Yechon and Broker Elazar B'Chisma Shahochul Akla Pei V'Shuv Pekin. These two Talmidim once went to greet the Yeshua in Pekin, and Amalem, Mach Chidush Hayuveis HaMedush Hayom. So Rabbi Yeshua asked them what Chidush emerged from the Beis HaMedush today. Amalo, Talmidecha, Anu Mechon Shosim. What do you mean? We're your Talmidim. We come to learn from you, not to tell you what we said. We come to learn Torah from you. I understand, but there must have been something in the Beis Medrash, some Chiddush in the Beis Medrash. Okay, and he says, Shabbos Shomihai, so who was in charge that week? Because that's when Rabbi Gamliel was reinstated, so they had a rotation system, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Azariah, in some sort of form of rotation. So whose week was it this week? Shabbos Shomihai, so Shabbos Shomihai, I saw. Umel, I saw Gara, and what did he say? Umel, Parashas Hakel. They told him Rabbi, he was learning Parashas Hakel. What was his drasha? Hakel Azam Anosh Anosh Taf. Im Anoshim Bamlim Anoshim Bolus Lishmoa Taf Ramabon Kedele Tenschal Mabiyan. So it's a similar gemara, and there it says the women come to hear. But okay, but nonetheless, in the Masechet Sofrim, the Brayis Masechet Sofrim again in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Vav, the lashon is that the women come, they get like their mekabel schar psius. Now we find this concept of schar psius as well in a different gemara. The gemara has in Masechet Bava Metzia. On Daf Kuf Zion Amud Aleph, Kuf Zion Amud Aleph in Bava Metzia, the Gemara says as follows: they asked the Talmidim of Rav, "Vashkechinu Rav Abba l'Talmidei de Rav." Rav Abba was once talking. It was the middle of another discussion, but what's relevant to us, they were talking to Rav Abba was talking to the middle of Rav. Amalei my Amar Rav Bahani Kroy. How did Rav explain the following psukim? Baruch HaTov Bo'ir, we know this Tzukim, Baruch HaTov Sode, Baruch HaTov Echo, Baruch HaTov Betzeisecho. How did Rav Darshan be soon? Amalei, they said to him, Hachem HaRav, here's what Rav taught, Baruch HaTov Bo'ir, Shehei Beischa Somuch LeBeis HaKnesses, your home should be nearby to the shul. Baruch HaTov Bo'seda, Shehei Nechasecha Krovim Le'ir, your business should be nearby, you don't have to travel so much. Baruch HaTov Echo, Bo Kimsa Ishtuch HaSofek Nidu B'Shas B'Yoshchem HaNaderach, when you come home, so the wife shouldn't be in any shilas about and a baruch atah b'tzeisecha shoots at tzorei me'echa kamos, for your children should be like you, should inherit your good qualities and so on. However, then they went on and said, v'amal hu, Rabbi Yochanan lo amahachi. Rabbi Yochanan darshan the psukim differently. And he went on to say, Rabbi Yochanan, and he didn't say that for, again, hanogele yanenu, that baruch atah b'lo'echa means, baruch atah b'ir means that you should live near the shul. That's what he said. Again, the Rav said, Ochem HaRav, Baruch HaTov Be'ir is Shei Beischa Samuch LeBeis HaKnesses. Your home should be in the Shul. Yochanan didn't learn that way. Again, it's the Gemara of Matthias, Kuv Zaman Aleph. Yochanan learned the Psukim differently. Whatever he learned is not important for us right now. And the Gemara says, Yochanan Tamei, the Omar Schar Psios Yesh. Yochanan says there's a concept called Schar Psios. So if you have to walk to Shul, your house is right next to the Shul. So then you don't have Schar Psios. Right, so that's why he didn't darshan the pasuk baruch the phrase baruch atovecha. Baruch atovir. He didn't darshan that pasuk. It has everything to do with being there shulchan. He doesn't hold that that's a value. I mean, it could be a value, but there's a competing value called schar psios. So therefore, he darshan the psukim differently. So again, we see from this gemara of Metzia as well, again Kuf Zaman Aleph, that there is this notion of schar psios. Rashi says, where did Rabbi Yochanan say this? Rabbi Yochanan tamei da'amar masechas sota. He refers us back to gemara as masechas sota, where again Rabbi Yochanan indeed articulated this concept of schar psios yesh. Da'amar lamadnu yuraschet m'sula v'kibul socher mamona. He learned the lesson in yuraschet from a certain m'sula, a certain maiden, and kibul and something about getting reward for certain almana shamalo velo schar psios yesh in yesh beis hakneses b'shunasi ani ba le beis midrash halispalo. A woman said to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a shul in my neighbor, but nevertheless I come to go to your shul. You're further away, but I come to your shul, Yochanan, and therefore she gets the reward. So let's just see the gemara in it's the gemara in Sota. That's what it says. The Gemara in Sota on Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. And Rabbi Yochanan says he learns again. He learned two different things from these two different women. And what he learned from this woman, he was speaking to her, and she says in effect that she gets. Maybe she'll read the Sota. I don't have a Sota here, but I may as well. 33. Okay, good. That's the clearest in the numbers. Oh, thank you. Okay, wait a while. Let's just see. This is. Here it is. Somebody took it out. You're right, the number's right, but somebody has it. Wait a minute, here it is. Okay, so we're reading so quickly. Chof Beis Amud Aleph, thank you. Chof Beis Amud Aleph in Sota. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim, so the Gemara says, Amar Yochanan Lamadu Yerescheit Mesula Kibbutz Chama Amona, tells the story of Yerescheit Mesula, a certain Yochanan Shama Lahu Mesula, a certain girl, the Nafla Afla, she fell down, the Kamar Rabbanu Shalom, Barasa Gan Eden, Barasa Gehenna, Barasa Tzadikim, Barasa Rishoyim, Yerescheit Mesula Shalom, Yikashul Bibnei Adam, right, she didn't want him to lose because of her, to fall over, whatever the exact case is, again, not for us, but the second one is for us. It was a certain woman, there was a shul in her neighborhood. And but she always came to daven in the Beis Medrash of Yochanan anyways. She said to Yochanan, isn't there a shul nearby? Will you come over here, take the mishul? Don't I have the reward of Schar Psius? So that's the same. Rabbi Yochanan learned that from her, and that's why the Gemara Bava Metzia.
There's something missing here.
Go ahead.
From Yochanan's Beis Medrash.
Oh, good. So hold the thought. Good. That's exactly the point. But again, but the point is that the Gemara, that's the story in the Gemara and Sota, and your point is well taken and will be dealt with momentarily. But the fact remains that the Gemara Bava Metzia, Kuv Zayin, shows that was a sheet of Yochanan accepted because he applies it to a different case about Baruch HaTah Ba'ir, meaning not to the Yeshul House should be near the Shul, because there's a concept of Schar Psius. So, one other Gemara that's relevant before we get to the meat of the issue, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Ches Amad Aleph, Darshan from a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, the Gemara says, Amar Ish Lakish, Kol mi sheyesh lo beis kneses ve'iro ve'eno nichnos v'shom yispal ha'nikor shachein ra. And there's got a shul in his neighborhood, he doesn't ever go there, it's called a bad neighbor. It's bad neighbors. Shachein ra. Shenemar kol amar Hashem ha'pasin yirmiyo ha'kol shechein ha'ra ha'manogim and so on and so forth. So anyone who comes doesn't have a shul in his neighborhood, doesn't go frequent it, it's called a bad neighbor. And that din actually appears in the Rambam, Parkhes of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam brings that halacha. It sounds like, you know, sort of a drasha, musar, you know, but the Rambam brings it in halacha. Parakhes of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Aleph, huh?
He says you're not supposed to live next to
someone
like that.
He says, Tila, he says, Call me Shesha Bitaknes, be irrelevant, spallable, you're not Tibonikos. Again, what the Lamaisa, you're asking what Lamaisa, what ramifications are, I don't know. Maybe. But again, the din does appear in the Rambam, and the din does appear in the Shulchan Aruch as well. So it's not just Stama Musar, it's Bro La Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, it's Arachayim Simchot Bei Sifid Aleph. Just a moment. I'm going to write down here. No, I have it. Did I bring the right thing? Sorry, did I say wrong Simon? Simon Tzadi. Simon Tzadi. And Sadi and Sif Yud Aleph, Misha Yesh Lo Beis HaKnes V'ir V'Eino Nichmas Bo L'Spal Nikol Shochen Ov V'Gorim Golos Lo Levonav. Fine. And on this, here's what's interesting to us, the Magen Avraham makes what sounds at first glimpse like an astonishing comment. The Magen Avraham is Sivkot Mechof Beis, again it's Archaim Simon Sadi Sivkot Mechof Beis, says the Magen Avraham. So the Shulchan Aruch was talking about a guy who has a shul in his town and doesn't go there. So says the Magen Avraham, Vimyesh Beis Batei HaKnesses, what are there, two shuls or more in his neighborhood? So listen to this one. The Magen Avraham says, Mitzvah Lelech L'Harachoka. The mitzvah is to go to the one that's further away. Dischar Psius Yesh. He quotes that Gemara that we saw, but it's here, Kuv Zayin, Sota Chafes. Dischar Psius. The Magen Avraham brings Halacha. Okay? Huh? Yeah, so I didn't see the Kitzur. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned it too. Mishnah Berurah brings us also halacha. It sounds like it's a strange din almost. But there it is. It's in the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. Again, it's Simon Tzadi. It's Katan Lamed Zion. The Mishnah Berurah too says, V'mei shtei batei knesius b'ir, tov leilech l'harachoka, kischar psius yesh. Astounding din. But as they state in Magen Avraham, as they state in Mishnah Berurah and so on. So the problem with this is, doesn't this seem to fly directly in the face of another well-known principle of Ein Mavir in Alam Mitzvahs? How could we say that when the Magen Avraham brings the Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Halacha, based on this concept of Schar Psius, which we saw appears in the Masechet Sofrim, it appears in Bamatzia Kuv Zayin and Tzotach HaVeiz, as the Shita of Yochanan, It seems to go against this well, you know, this time-honored and well-known principle, which of course emerges based on the Drosha's Chazal. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, it's Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. There it doesn't seem to be talking about anything to us, but it says Ushma.
Go ahead. Stira would be, you say, reason like the mitzvah, more than Eimar Rira the mitzvah. Eimar Rira mitzvah is if on the way to that shul you pass
me. Oh, good. So hold the thought. Let's see, we'll see some of the
tirutzim. I would say, reason like the mitzvah is that if you can get to one shul in 3 minutes and the other shul in 30 minutes, you become the mitzvah faster.
Okay, so you're bringing up Zvizan, which we haven't brought up, but you're right. I mean, because if you're going further, then you're going to start with this later.
From your position is that
Let's see what the answer. That's our kasha. Right? Again, we've established the notion that there's such a content of psias. We saw the Yalkut Shona on this week's Sedra says that Avraham Avinu wasn't told where he was going initially. Again, it's not exactly where Rashi brings the Medrash in the Sedra, but I showed it in the Yalkut Shimon. He says Litein Lo Schara Kol Psia or Psia, and we saw it in the Masechah Sofrim in Vamatzia in Sot and among Avraham and Shapur and others. He said the Ketzohar. I didn't see it. Brings La Halacha. So it's an interesting thing. So where's Ein Mavir on Mitzvahs learned from? So that's the Pasuk in Parshas Bo. The Pasuk says in Shmos Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yudanu Shmar Temes HaMatzos. Guard the matzos. Okay, I mean, that was a Shmura Matzah. Right, whether it means you have to guard it from becoming Chometz, or you have to guard it L'Shmur, right? That's a Pesach Sugya, which is certainly not for now. But the Rashi there quotes in the Mechilta. It's a Mechilta, but the Rashi quotes it. So Rebbe Yoshua Omer Alti Kores HaMatzos Ela Es HaMitzvahs. Mechilta has a drasha. Don't read Ushmartem es hamatzos, but rather Ushmartem es hamitzos. Kederach shein machmisin es hamatzos, kachin machmisin es hamitzos. Just as you don't delay with regards to matzah, you'll let it rise and become chametz, it won't be matzah. So to with mitzvah shouldn't delay. Ela imbal yodcha aseo somiyad. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, do it right away. That's the lashon. So Rashi here, and again, he's quoting the Mechilta verbatim. So the Mechilta doesn't say ein mavir na mitzvah. Doesn't have that lashon. That lashon doesn't appear exactly in the Mechilta. However, it is the same drasha because we see clearly from the sugya in Maseches Yuma, for example, which is one place, one of several, where the notion of Ein Marvin Al Mitzvah is found. The very last line of Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph in Yuma, the very last line, it says there, the Amar Esh Lakish. The Gemara has the expression. The Chilta doesn't say Ein Marvin Al Mitzvahs. Rather, it says in Boliocha Seos Omiyad. That's a similar idea, but for this, as far as the specific language Ein Marvin Al Mitzvahs, so that appears in a number of places in Shas. One of them is the Gemara in Yuma. Again, the last line of Lamed Gimel Alav, Domar Yishlokish Ein Marvin Al Mitzvahs. Right, you don't pass by an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and there Rashi on that last line in Yuma writes Ein Mavirin Hapogeya b'mitzvah lo yavo mimena. And where does this come from? Says Rashi v'nafkala m'mechilta m'shmartim es hamatzos kribe es hamitzvahs lo tachmitz lo tamtim lo shetachmitz uti Hashem. Okay, in other words, Rashi in Yuma says that the mukkar for the phrase Ein Mavir Al Mitzvahs is the same drasha. So even though the Mechilta Hagamet, the Mechilta doesn't have that exact lashon Ein Mavir Al Mitzvahs, the Gemara does have it. And Rashi again indicates here and Megill Dafav and other places Rashi that it all emerges from that same source. Okay, now there's an interesting question: what type of drasha is that? Is that a drasha? Is that a real drasha? Ein Mavir Al Mitzvahs, you know, mitzvah habol yochal tachmitzena. You know, you shouldn't. You know, I mean, after all, the pasuk is talking Lechora about matzahs, not talking about mitzvahs per se, and therefore the Radvaz in a tshuva, which I brought with me, in a chelek aleph, in a tof kuf chof, yes, the Radvaz in a tshuva writes, it's the issue of talking about the ketzon. You know, we put our tefillin, we once more, right? Did you say that? You know, we put our tefillin away in such a way that the shalyad will be taken out first, so you won't have to bypass the shalyad. So therefore you're supposed to put it away and arrange it accordingly in the tefillin bag. That's brought down the halacha. So that's what the Radvaz is talking about. That isn't, again, this is the tshuva of Radvaz chelek aleph in the tof kuf chotet. But in the middle of it, he says, what happens? What does he do? And they mix it up. Anyway, but in the middle of that tshuva, the Radvaz writes, "V'hod de'ein mavir al mitzvahs midrabanan he. This rule of ein mevir lamitzah is a din drabanan that's mechua b'mechilta mishmarta mishamatos kriveh esamitzahs shal tamtin lahadzah tachmitzah tishyashin. It's a drosha, you know, it's an asmachta. It's a real din drabanan. It's not a real din daraisa that ein mevir lamitzahs, but that's a din drabanan. So claims the Radvaz. However, again, for the sake of being complete, the Chai Adam, in the footnotes, in the Nishmas Adam, which is his, you know, on the bottom, in Klal Yud Beis, and we're talking about Hilchos Tefillin, Klal Yud Beis, I'm sorry, Klal Yud Gimel, in Os Beis, he talks again about this topic, and he says, Omnam Kevon Bezem Midoraisa Dein Mavil Amitzes, Midichsiv Ushmarta Mesamatzes, Mitzah Bol Yorcha Al Tach Mitzena, Udrosha Gemura Hiveloa Smachta. Okay, the Chayadam builds what he's going to say on the fact that he considers to be an absolute drosha. It's a din d'oraisa. It's not an asmachta. It's not a din d'rabbanan. He said it's an absolute mitzvah.
What do you mean it's a drosha and not an
asmachta? A drosha means it's a drosha stronger than an asmachta. Asmachta means a din d'rabbanan, and they wanted to hang it on something that, you know, that's in the. But a drosha means it's learned out from one of the. Perhaps one of the socialists in Midos Atani Dreshes, perhaps some other way. The Drosha, that's what he calls it, a Drosha Gemura, the Law Smachta. And he says that's what it looks like from that Sudi Yuma that I just mentioned, he quotes in Tosus there. Anyway, but so you see, it's a Machok Zachoran, the Advaz, the Chayadim, whether Ein Mavir Al Mitzvah is a Din der Isa or Din der Rabbana. But Al Koponim, I mean, there is such a Din. I mean, you know, that we know. So our question stands in its rightful place. We have this din with this concept of a schar psius, right? You should, Maharam says, you have two shuls, you should go to the further shul, right? Which is, again, somewhat strikes you as being counterintuitive. And, you know, again, because of the schar psius, and the shabur also brings the halacha. And yet we have the principle of ein mavir al mitzvah. In fact, again, ein mavir al mitzvah is a din that, it's a din that is nogela halacha in a number of places. We mentioned about tefillin. It's also discussed in the Maseches Menachos. With regards to the Omer sacrifice, the Korban Omer, the Gemara has in Menachos on Daf Samach Dalet on a base, Samach Dalet base. The Mishnah says Mitzvah sa Omer lahavi min hakaro. The mitzvah, the Omer is a Korban. So we're not talking about serious Omer here. We're talking about the Korban Omer. The Korban Omer was required that one brings on the second day of Pesach an Omer is a measurement. It's an amount. An Omer's worth of barley. As part of a whole sacrifice on the second day of Pesach, that's the Korban Omer. So it says in the Mishnah, in Menachos, Daf Samach, Dal of Beis, in the sixth parak, it says, Mitzvah Omer, Lahavi min HaKarov, to bring barley from nearby. Okay? Ask the Gemara right away, and the Mishnah goes on to something else, but the beginning of the Mishnah says that point, when you bring the Korban Omer, it's proper to bring the Omer's worth of barley from barley that grew nearby to the Beis HaMikdash. So ask the Gemara, my time. Why? What difference does it make? We bring the barley. Who cares where it comes from? The mitzvah is to have a Korban Omer. Who cares? So the Gemara says two answers. Iboi sam mishum karmel, iboi sam mishum de'ein ma'vir ala mitzvahs. There's two reasons. Rashi says, my time bidim in akar, why do you need to bring nearby? So one is because of the word karmel. With regards to menachas in general, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, in Perek Beis Vayikra, it says, geres karmel. And karmel is a sort of a, what do you call it, an acronym of two words. Kar and mole, kar meaning rach, soft. Okay, takriv rach umole, shateyatvur rachav nimlelas biyad. If you soft enough to sort of crush in the hand. V'maisim merochuk, if you're going to go and bring the barley from somewhere far away, so, noshi lozikum iskan shabaderech. Okay, and I come from Milchus Homer, I'm sorry, it is written by the Milchus Homer, but not by the Korban Omer, by the Milchus Homer in Vayikra Perek Beis. So it says, if you're going to bring from somewhere else, it will harden and so on, so it's a failure in the word karmel. Fine. That's opinion one. Opinion two is, forget about that. You don't need a drosha. It's a regular rule. Ein mavirin. The Hilchach, says Rashi, kishiyotzim Yerushalayim, you're going to leave Yerushalayim to bring barley from somewhere else, levakesh omer, osa shemotza rishon noto, the emeros, you should leave Yerushalayim to, and get the first one. Otherwise, it's the problem. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Okay? So, again, that's brought la halacha. So, our question remains. So one could perhaps suggest the following answer. This I have the true, I didn't bring with me. This is a sefer called the Divrei Malkiel. Divrei Malkiel, or Malkiel Tannenbaum, I think his name is, Arachon. And he writes in his Chuvus, Chelek, I don't have the number here, it's Chelek, I believe it's Chelek, sorry, I forgot the Simon. But he writes that perhaps it's taka machlokas. Because notice here, the Gemara has two reasons. Maybe who said, does everybody identify with the Emarvila mitzvahs? The Gemara could have just said Emarvila mitzvahs. Why do you have to have a drosha of Carmel? And there's a tosus here in Menachos Samach Dan Reis Dimamas Liboyis Ema. He refers to a Gemara in Zvachim regarding pouring the blood on the Mizbeach, where the Gemara also has, would you pour the dam on the first corner that you come to? Okay, or so the Gemara has also over there two different means of learning it out. Is it because it says El Yisod HaMizbeach, or is it El Yisod Mizbeach HaOla Asher Pesach HaOmoed? Pesach HaOmoed means nearest to the entrance. Is that it? Or is it that's the Rashi's Girsa? And he says there's another Girsa. Rashi doesn't bring the Girsa of Pogah Bereishah, the Mashmi Tam Shein Reil HaMitzvahs, and so on. So it's actually Machlokas. And the truth of the matter is, maybe the person who holds Scharf Sias doesn't hold in Ramitzis. That's a simple answer to our spirits, two different shitas. And after all, if you remember also, it was a machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, in that Gemara about Metziah Kuv Zayin, about how to darshan. Rav says, Baruch HaTobel Yer means what? Live near the shul. He's obviously not going to tell you, live near the shul, yeah, but go to one that's further away. He obviously doesn't hold like that, right? Live near the shul means because you want to go right, you know, to that shul nearby. So Ken Zayin that Rav held, not that Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, he darshans Baruch HaTobel differently because he holds some Yesh Psius, but maybe Rav doesn't. And it could be that that's the same machokas in Zvachim Daf Nunawa for what the Mokar is for pouring the Dam in the nearest part of the Mizbech. Is it because it says Asher Pesach HaMoed? Okay? And everyone agrees you have to do it. Right? But Rav would say, not because Rav could argue it's because of Eim Avril HaMitzis. But Rabbi Yochanan, who says Schar Psius, would say you have to do it further, except you have a pasuk asher pesach omoed, or same thing here by the omer. Okay, Rav would say, yeah, you know why you bring the omer from nearby, from, you know, right outside Yerushalayim, because ain't my real mitzvahs. Whereas the Yochanan quote the other reason, because it's not a special pasuk. Karma afraid it's not going to be soft anymore by the time you get there, bring them far away. So it could be that this is simply a machlokas. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Is it possible to say it's just a mitzvah itself to go to the shul, meaning that he's involving himself in a
good? Hold off. That's similar to what Henry said before. Good. Hold on. But I'm just saying this is what the Rakia suggests. That maybe it's a machlokas, because it points out the truth of the matter is, I don't know, the Rambam and the Perish on Mishnah in that Mishnah in Menachos, in the Mishnayos, in the Gemara, it's Perik Vav, Daf, Sam of Donald Bez, in the Mishnayos, it's Perik Yud, Perik Rishmon, in the Mishnayos, Menachos is from a different order, so it's a Perik Yud, so it's Perik Yud, Mishnah Bez. The Rambam brings the reason not Carmel, he brings Ein Mavrin Al Mitzvahs, which is good, because the Rambam never says this. And remember, it's the Mogan of Rom. Shulchan Aruch also doesn't say anything. I mean, the Mogan of Rom mentions it, the Mishnah Berurah mentions it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. The Rambam also doesn't talk about this Psius business. It could be the Rambam passes the other way. He holds Eim Avraham Mitzvahs. And that's exactly what he says in the Perish of Mishnah Menachos. And to be frank, that's exactly what the Rambam says as well in Hilchos Maisa Karbonos. The Rambam writes Hilchos Maisa Karbonos Perek Hei Halach Yud Aleph. We'll find in a second. Perek Hey, Halacha Yod Aleph. Here it is. The Rambam writes, he says, Shor HaDam, he's talking not about the Omer there, but he's talking about the pouring of the Dam. Shofchon al Yisod HaMarovi Shal Mizbech HaChitzon. It's on the western side of the Mizbech HaChitzon. Shupogeya Bo Tchila B'Tzeisam HaNechon. That's the first place he gets to when he comes out. So the Ein Avir HaMitzvahs. So that's what Rambam says in Menachos too. So maybe it's a Machlok, and the Rambam never brings the Din of Schar Psius and so on. That's one way to learn. However,
what's the logic for the opposite?
What's that? What's the logic for the psius? You mean that there apparently is some value in, you know, in putting more effort or collecting with Avraham Avinu? That's up to figure out. I mean, that's what I would think. Let's see what others have to say. The chidor.
I was talking with someone
on the Shabbos, yeah,
that from Adam to Abraham, there was Chose, was Nisar.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
And Abraham's issue, Adam lacked Nisarion. Right. You know, Noach lacked Nisarion. Abram was the first one to bring the sign into
right. So the further you have to walk, the more tempted you are to say, "I forget, let me go home," right? Give up or turn away. And you see the same thing again by the Akedah, right? Good. The Chidor.
And that was Adam's curse that he had to have Messiah. Noah lacked Messiah and had to give
a difference. Okay, good. Depends on. So the Chidor addresses our question. Good. The Chidah addresses our question in there's a sefer called one of the Chidah's many swarm is called Pesach Einayim, and on different in Shas. So Pesach Einayim on that Perek and Menachos, again at the Gemara's Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the Chidah says the following. He says Shomati Makshim. He says the Gemara says here in the Menachos Eim Avin Al Mitzvahs. So he says Shomati Makshim. I heard that some people ask. Mashakos and Paragimel de Soto, that's the Gemara we saw in Soto, Chavbeis, Dai Itzo, that's that lady, the Havas Be Knishta Samach Lebeis, so she had a shul near her house, who bossed this Falad Medjish for Yechanan, and she came to Yechanan's Beis Medjish, the Amra Isha, the Osta came to Shum Schar Psias, the Shimchu Rabbanan, they praise her and so on, right, and Yechanan accepted it, isn't that a steer to Amor El Amitzis? Okay, so he says, Venira de Lokasha Midi. The Chidah said no kasha. Why? The Hosom, he says, in the case of the Bote Knesios, Bikdushasayu Kaime, the Beis HaKnesses has the same Kedusha, whether I go there or don't go there. They're going to have assumptions, they're going to have a minion whether I'm there or I'm not there. Right? Nothing's going to change if I show up or I don't show up in that shul. So I can walk to the further shul because I'm not being pogam in any way. I'm not excluding shul A from the mitzvah. Right? Bikdushasayu Kaime. Or Bivada de Masibigaveyu. But Beis HaKnesses lo hifsin kum. As important as I think I am, you know, the shul doesn't lose if I don't show up one day. Okay, so now the question is, should go further or closer to Scharpsius? And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says Scharpsius. However, in the case of the Omer, if I'm going to go somewhere else and cut the Omer, what's the result of that? It means I'm not cutting from this field. Right? And so the field loses, quote unquote. There's a loss. Right? In other words, I'm bypassing, I'm going past this field. Okay, so that's what the Chidah suggests. The difference, not the same thing. When will we apply Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs? When I'm choosing one and the other loses somehow. There's some negative that emerges from here. If I'm going to cut the Omer from field A, so that means I'm not cutting it from field B. So then, Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs. But if there's no loss anyway, I have a shul over here, shul over here, Baruch Hashem, you know, every shul is full, and when I show up, but also I can go to the further shul. That's the Chidah's teretz. To resolve this contradiction and to justify the position of Magen Avraham, and it's not a kastira to Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs. The Maharal Prague has one of his many sermons called Nesivas Olam. The Maharal Nesivas Olam, Nesivas Nesiva Avoda Perek A, and this is what some of you were alluding to already. He says, in the middle of Perek, the Dibalas of Medrash, but he writes in the middle, he says, Klaris Boyer, he says, Lefona Lifneza, Halichas Beis HaKnesses Hu Achayim HaGemurim. Who said this before? Just going to Shul, the Etzem Halicha is itself a mitzvah. It's not that I have to get to Shul, so I may as well go, right? No, the going, the Halicha itself is a mitzvah, okay? And therefore, he says,
is it just shul?
Oh, well, that's what he's going to claim. Others will disagree. He claims that. He says, if you walk past. So we once spoke about years ago, Amor Bela Mitzvahs, we spoke about that. I suppose Frank has a truth about it, and others.
Even according to the one who says.
Yeah, as you go further. So hold that thought. I'll mention, because Henry said it before. There's some who say that it's under the Stechemet quotes. We'll see inside in a moment. Stechemet quotes, the whole thing is only once I go to the further shul, there are different directions. But if I have to pass by one, that's an issue. Mm-hmm. I myself, to get to my shul, I could walk downwards there, and I pass by. You know, I don't walk there. I walk a different way. I'm not passing by the shul. Okay, you know. But we'll see that point in a second. But that's what the Maharal says. The Maharal says there's in the etzem halicha of going to shul, and he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu moneh psiascha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts how many steps. As you asked him before, so he gives a little bit of the Maharal. Kedarka gives a little bit of the, you know, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how many steps you take, and he quotes that Gemara in Soto. And he says it's dafka going to shul, because he says ein hadin hazeh. For example, there's gabi sukkah. Shemiyeshlo, the guy's got two sukkahs. One further. Oh, it's a mitzvah to go to the further sukkah. So that's the thing, right? When we say that, kim gabi beis haknesses, and that's because the pasuk asher adam shomer lishkon al dososai. He quotes psukim Hashem because we shorach motzi beis haknesses and makes a mitzvah shmeat. And the etzem halicha is going to the shul, which, by the way, would tie in with the story by Aliyah Regel, you know, that the Etzem Alicha maybe is also, he quotes Mayafu, Mayafu Pamayach Bar Alim, right? Yes, again, in Maui Prad Kedarko.
So that really starts to, you know, put a little clarity. If you parallel the Beit Knesset to the base of Migdosh.
Right, exactly.
But otherwise, then, so wouldn't apply to the base Medrash.
Right, it may not apply to everything. It's the Etzem
Alicha. But even like a base
medrash. Possibly. May only be like in carbon, for example, base medrash. I don't know nothing. But the Maral, again, is not clear, but that's, I think, what he means. In other words, every step you take, he says, you're more as the Aldibu Kashchina. It's like you're progressing towards, because Shul, Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is in the Shul. So every step you take, it's like you're showing that you want to get close to the Shechina. So that, you know, it's a process. It's, you know, just walk up and show up, yeah.
What if you're
going to
be learning more Torah?
Oh, good. Guys, we'll hit every Baruch Hashem. Hit all the. We'll get that in a second, too. Anyway, that's the Maharami project. It's a very, very different teretz from the Chinuah, but again, a lot of interesting approach. It's interesting in the back. They have it in the back here. Oh, I don't have it. They do have it. In the back of the Shulchan Aruch or Chaim, we have the Eshel Avram of Buchach. Okay, the Eshel Avram on Simon Sadi, that's where the Mogen Avram was. And on this Mogen Avram, let's see, we can't find it here. Hilchus Tefila, let's just see.
Mogen Avram, where the Chassid?
Went over the Chassid? No. What was it before Chassidus? I guess it depends on the Gaon was called a Chassid, right? The Gaon a Chassid. So here it is. So the Mogen, see, quote, the Eshel Avram Buchach talked to this Mogen Avram, and he says, and then Henry, it's like you're saying, because he mentioned a very, very interesting parallel. You know, one of the Avodos, there are four Avodos that are necessary for the Korban, and one of them is Holocha. What's Holocha? Bringing the dam from the place where you shecht the animal to this Be'ach. That's part of the avodah. That's a technicality. You got to you shecht it over here. The sprinkling of the dam is over there. So obviously you have to get from here to there. You got to bring it, right? But yet, what do we see? No, halacha is one of the arba avodos. Halacha is the bringing of the dam is itself. So that's like good. So the Eshel Avram says, just like you see by karbonos, the bringing of the dam is not just a hechatims. It's not a hechsher. Technically, it's true. I shecht the animal in place A, and the sprinkling of the dam is one of his bech in place B. So somehow we got to get from place A to place B. So that's not really part of the mitzvah. That's just a technicality. It's like taking the tool out of the big. Is that a mitzvah? You got to get it out in order to put it on. But no, says the Eshel Avram, you see that the halacha is part of the mitzvah. He says, Yeshomer Shekmosha Alocha Voda. Okay? So it's the same thing over here. Maybe when the person taking many steps, each step of the way is going, the Etzem Alicha is something. Okay? Yeah. So that's.
So you're saying it's compounding, that it's a separate.
Somehow, it's almost like that's the Maharal Parag wrote. The Maharal Parag said that every, you know, the halicha, it's not just Tam Hechsher Mitzvah. It's part of the, it's a mitzvah in its own right, as it were. And again, Eshel Avram compares it, and again, that would only seem to indicate that it's dafka by something comparable to carbon, that this is part of the avodah. So it's just an interesting point that he makes. So that's Eshel Avram. The Stechemed mentions, again, two places in the Stechemed where, probably more than two, but that I came across two places in the Pas HaSode, in the fill-in, the Pas HaSode, in Marachas Aleph, the end of Klal Tzadik Beis, he mentions a chiluk, Mashachilik bein over derech beis hamedrash karv l'kshe'ena over. The point Henry mentioned earlier, you said it before, that are you bypassing a shul, or maybe the din of ein ma'aril ha'metzvah taka wins out, I shouldn't walk past another shul to get to a further shul. But when does the din of the Mogen correct? When it's a different direction, not passing by a shul. So that's a possible chilek that he makes. He also mentions something else that's important in the regular section of Stechem and Kloim, Marechas Aleph, Os Kuf Pei Tes, at the end. He also mentions, He says, a person is a Tamar Chacham, who by this, are you asking, he's going to go to a further shul, or you had mentioned before, he's going to waste more time, he's going to take away time from learning, time from other productive activity, so just so he can walk further. So he says, perhaps, Tamar Chacham, Yoser Tov, Shielech La Smucha, Kadesh Leizbatam Limudo. Okay? So he said, so what do we see? I think this fits in well with the idea that the halicha is a mitzvah. The halicha is a mitzvah, but it's not enough of a mitzvah to outweigh Talmud Torah, or one could extend it, other worthwhile considerations. Right? In other words, it's a mitzvah, but now you have to weigh that against the loss. You're going to tell a guy he's going to go to a further shul. Okay, so for one time, so that's the the Techemed mentions that point. It's according to Sefer Leib Chaim. So I think it's, you know, the point is we don't want to go overboard. It's Eina Chanami. There's such a thing as Charpsius, right? But at what possible hefset? Ein Mavir Al Mitzvah, the general klal. Okay, then there's this concept of Charpsius, but the Techemed brings up that maybe if it's a Talmud Chacham, it's going to be a loss. And once you've said that, so now we can come in to the other point. And this is what Henry you said before. The whole case, what was this case? This woman came to another shul. She came, I would go to Yochanan's shul too. Right, if I had Stama shul nearby and a little further away, if Yochanan was there, Avada I would go. So there's another thing to factor in. Maybe, and the reverse, yeah, there's Schar Psius, but here I have Yochanan if you look closer. Right? So again, the Techemet opens the door to other considerations, like for Talmud Chacham. So based on a similar way of thinking, the Aruch HaShulchan says that too. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Siman Tzadi, the same Siman. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, let me just find it, it's Siman Tzadi in Os Sif Tesvav. He writes, he quotes, "Ubemakum sheishos anashim." I'm sorry. He says, "Yeah, im yesh shnei batei knesios beir yesh yoseh schar lahalech larachoka the mashlimim lo schar psius." He mentions it too, like the Mishnah Berurah does, and like the Shulchan Aruch does. But he says, "Ubemakum sheishos anashim." What if one of the shul has a much bigger crowd having mitzvah biyos the rov hamadras melech, right? Okay, what if that's it? That's also concerned. Or he says, "Im yesh sham medabrim beis atrila." What are the other shul? People that talk the whole time and it's disturbing in the davening. Then mutav yisoseli spalo b'minyan katan makum shein medabrim. Right? It's better to daven in a small shul where people are quiet than daven in a big shul where he's talking. He would say the same thing. You have to factor that in as well to the issue of schar psius. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't punch it out, but I think all these Achronim are saying the same thing.
There are many more factors than just
than justice. Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say. So that's why it's not, we can't be so quick to say Eimar, it's a steer between Eimar and Amitzus and Scharpsius, because it depends. There are other things you have to fact. Scharpsius is a value, but you have to evaluate it against everything else. I'll just end off the interesting tshuva in the tshuva is the Halachas Katanas. It's a Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Chof Gimel. At the end, he writes, someone asked him a question. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sadi Beis on Beis, interesting Gemara. The Gemara asks, why don't human beings have wings? That would be convenient sometimes to be able to fly. Right? They psychologize. They ask the question, well, what would you rather be able to fly or rather be invisible? It's not like that. You know, that's something to think about. People are fascinated by flying. Who's it in the Greek? Daedalus, I think. In Daedalus and Icarus in the Greek mythology, made wings and flew up. So the Gemara says, L'asid lovo, whatever the Gemara means. L'asid lovo, the tzaddikim are going to have wings. So someone asked the Halachos Tanis again, Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Chof Gimel. Lamal on Hebrew, Klayv Karfayim, La'odav Chazal, Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin, Beis, Beis, Amru, Shalom, Osid, Lava, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Osek, Knafayim, L'tzadikim. Okay? Says the Halachos Tanis, it's very nice, La'osid, Lava, we'll worry about that when we get there. But in the meanwhile, you know why we don't have wings here? First of all, Kedei, Shalom, Yehei, Kal, Dvar Avera. Well, you can't just fly someplace and do an Avera. And Vishielo Schar Psios. So it won't be so simple. As you said before, Bet Nisayan. Right? And not so push it. You have to walk, you have to put an effort. You can't just, teleport or, beam me up, Scotty, right? You can't just transport yourself there. Right? That's what he says. Vishielo Schar Psios. Okay, so that's the, and he says, because with regards to Avera, because as you're walking, maybe your passion will cool, huh? You'll cool off a little bit, you'll reconsider, so, anyway, but also, that's also, Litenos Schar Psius. So based on that, it's an interesting question, of this idea of going to closer shul, further shul, and as we finish, the Shalos Tshuva is Torah Lishma, that's in the Ben Ish Chai. One of the Swarm of the Ben Ish Chai, Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. So in the Sefer Torah Lishma, Tshuva Mem, he brings up a guy who lives far from a shul, but he's a very wealthy man, so he can have someone bring him in a wagon. right? Is there chsar pstia? They're not walking. Okay, he's still a wagon. Some other guy, what do you call it, a rickshaw or something. Some other guy is pulling him, or the horses or whatever it is are pulling him.
On a week.
Right? Huh? On a week. Yeah, a week. Not on Shabbos, right. So he says, or he's going to ride on a horseback and so on. So he discusses it at some length, and at the end he says, Alkein vadai gam mitzvahs lahalicha beis haknes yesh lahakpid bo shetia biraglayim dafke. Some people can't. Okay, elderly people, whatever. So they can't want to. Yeah, but he says if you can, then and because the issue was it will look funny that this usher was normally, you know, transported around. He's walking to shul. Never mind, people should see he's coming to shul. That's the truth. And he goes through some of the sources that we mentioned. But he says there's no schar alicha when you're going by wagon. And in more modern times, the disremam is done. The Tzitz Eliezer discusses the issue of not a wagon, but he's already talking about cars. Okay, so in the Tshuva, Chelek Yud Beis, Simon Yud Zion, he says, is should a person go by car to shul, kishiyesh efsharas leches sham ragli? Should you go to, is there scharp steer, right? So should the guy take walk to shul? You know, so obviously, if you're like me, so you know, you're always late, so I might have to drive to shul, and I walk to shul and miss the whole mare, or whatever. I mean, I live nearby, so it doesn't pay to drive, there's no parking. But, you know, if I were going to shul, whatever, and running to someplace else, I go to my own shul, Friday afternoon, let's say, so I'm never walking, barely on time as it is. So, but that's what the Sitzeliezer Darshans and discussing this too. And he quotes this, that's what we found it, he quotes this Torah Lishma, this Ben Ish Chai. At the end of the whole tshuva, he writes, "Mr. Kumo shel dover nir la halacha, the nesia berechev lo yuchal l'shamesh tachas lemitzas halicha v'haritza baraglayin lebeis haknesses o lebeis hamedrash." He says, "Taka beis hamedrash." Also, he says, "Right." He says it. Okay. V'lochein kol shebe efsharos aleches ragli ein l'nso berechev. He says, "You want to get schar psias, so take a walk and don't take a ride." Mishum yes, you do the mitzvah. And again, of course, he says that if a person's late, there's other reasons you can't. So then there's something else, and you can go in the car. But he says schar alicha is take schar alicha, and it's a question of schar psia. And I go all the way back. That's what Avraham Avinu was told: go lech lecha, get schar psia. Yeah.
What about going back?
Going back, didn't see anybody talk about it. In the car as opposed to by foot. Yeah, but you're doing from it, so I don't see why.
You get scarred going home.
I don't know. I didn't see that he mentioned it, yeah. Oh, right, Barofa, yeah. Yeah, he does bring that in here. So he mentioned it, I think.
What's
Barofa Palmach Baragolim Basnadir, right? What about going home? Is it better to go home? You know, it's still like part of the mitzvah. One can make the case.
Because
so
the whole thing
of
that drush
is
time, I'm going back.
Running, no? He's talking about, going back home for a little regel.
He says, when you're going to, you can do anything, you're going back.
Right, you have the mitzvah with you. Yeah. Okay, good. Kenzah would also be the truth. Also the same thing. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos. And those interested will begin them up to Shabbos here this week. This coming up to Shabbos, an hour and a quarter after Shabbos. So this week it's 10 till 8. First year.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's invited. Not that many. What occasion is over there? Not. You know.
No.
They're invited. I mean, it's, you know.
Sorry, was Scarlett in there?